Blog Talk Radio.
Great morning, family. It's Pam Price from Ellen Foundation Unheard Voices. Welcome back. I know it's been a minute, and I know everybody's been very crazy, so please accept my apologies for not being on the air for a few weeks here, and please feel free to join the conversation, by the way, and that is 515-602-9617. Again, that's 515-602-9617. So, again, thank you so much for continuing to support the ministry, the organization, and the work that we're doing out in the community. God has just been, doing such a great thing in us to allow us to do the work within the community and to those that are also outside of the D.C. Region. So thank you. And thank you for continuing to follow Unheard Voices, because this is something that God has pressed on my heart to do, and it's just to continue to share God's goodness, God's grace, and what he's done for myself and for others, and to let you know that if he's done that for us, he will do it for you, and just to continue to encourage you as you were going, as you're going through your day. So many have, through my previous messages, and I still stand by that to this day, that every day it is so important to continue to give, to be grateful, to be understanding and just patient with what God is doing in your life. I know, and I'm guilty of it a lot of times, as I'm waiting for God to do his thing in my life. It's like, God, I really want you to hurry up. I don't like this place. But what I've come to understand, that this place of wait, this place in which he's developing us, is to developing me, and I'm sure with yourself, is that he is developing us into to be stronger, to be more understanding, to be more pliable. So when it comes time for us to do his will, or as we move more into doing his will, we are stronger. And then it also helps is that while we're waiting in the season, that we continue to be strong, to get stronger, so we can turn around and help others that are waiting or going through the same things that you may have gone through. So with that, which kind of brings me to those who have just been, all of us, we're waiting on the promises that God has given to us. We're waiting to receive the full blessing that he has given to us. And the waiting period, as I said, is so hard. But through that, the waiting is just to continue to develop us. It's everybody knows the story of Jonah being swallowed by fish, and I was listening to some something, and I don't remember what it was, so please forgive me, where it allowed me to have a new perspective on Jonah and the fish. It's you know, a lot of times God will ask us to do something, and we're like, God, really, me? Like, I just really don't want to do that. And we run away from the ministry or the business or, you know, speaking to someone, whatever God has called you to do. It's, you know, we run away from it because we believe that it will cause more harm than good. But in that, we need to understand that that turns out to be a disobedience to what God has called us to do. And through that, if you notice that as you are going through all of you know, you're like, I don't want to do this, and it becomes such a challenge. You know, you begin to experience some challenges in life and like, you know, things don't go well. And not to say that that's everything that the reasons why you go through your challenges, but sin is part of majority of our challenges, and I'm guilty of it. We all have sin, and I cannot judge anyone that is going through. As you are going through, what God does is that He will to get you to a place of peace or a place where as you are going through all of these things, and it looks like you're drowning, and you are going through so many wrong places, wrong turns. Everything in your life is happening. You know, you just are in a place where it's just like, God, I cannot do this. Like, what's going to happen? It's like the suffering you look at, maybe greater, some of the greatest suffering that you've ever experienced. And then what God does is He sends us a fish, a whale, or He puts us in a place where it's for our protection. That's where the fish came in with Jonah, because if that fish did not come in and swallow Jonah, Jonah would have drowned. He would have drowned. He would not have been able to complete the task that God had called him to do. And in that place of where Jonah had to just be still and just know that God is working on him, Jonah began to draw closer and closer to God in that period where he was by himself. People were removed from Jonah. Jonah was removed from people. Jonah had to, you know, just sit in a place. You know, sometimes you think about it, and I mean, you guys who followed me for a while, you all know that I like to understand the strategic or the development aspect of things, and you think about it, that in this area where Jonah was, it was dark, it was cold, it was damp, probably got stuff swarming around in there where you're like, oh my gosh, how in the world did I get myself into this mess? But in there, as the word tells us, that Jonah drew closer to God. And when God knew that he was ready, as he drew closer, then the Lord allowed that fish to, the Lord allowed that fish to put him, to place him up on dry ground. And then he was off to do what he was called to do. So those of you who are in that place, that the whale or the belly, that dark, cold place where it's like, where am I going? That's all it is. Just continue to draw closer to God and watch. In no time, when he believes that you are ready, you will be moved into that next area, which brings me to, you know, us who are waiting to move into that promised land, into that land that that God has and that has stated over and over and over in His Word, that if we follow Him, if we do the things that He has asked us to do, that He will move us into the promised land. And of course, you know, moving into the promised land, we can't take a lot of the old stuff with us, the old behavior, the old thought process, the old manners, the old ideas. This it can't go, because you think when God brought Israel through the desert and then as they journeyed for that long time, no one was allowed to go into that and into the promised land until everything from old was gone, was dead. Everything and everyone, because you cannot continue to thrive with your old thoughts. You have to continue to keep your mind and your thoughts on Him. So also, you know, the journey through the Jordan River is not like those. If the river wasn't parted as they journeyed, as the Red Sea was parted, and Israel walked on dry ground. But the Jordan River go through the water. They had to go through something. And as they stood on the edge of the water, you know, at the edge of the shore and looked out, and there's some concerns, you know, that they had. It's just like us. As God is preparing us to move through our Jordan River, you know, it's probably one of the biggest challenges in our lives before we can get through to the promise, before we can get through to all that needs to be done. Again, you know, God is going to be with us through that darkest time. Again, I grew up in the north, and our water is not beautiful as it is down in the south. Our water is murky and dark, and you can't see. You can't see what's at the bottom of your feet. You're just swimming in the dark, dark water. And you think about the Jordan River. It had weeds and things that would tangle up and try to pull you down. Same thing. Just continue to walk through. The process may be slow, but just walk through it. Walk through that Jordan River. Walk through everything. Watch your step. Because sometimes, you know, those of you who are very familiar with walking in water, sometimes if you are not careful where you're walking, you might slip a little bit, but that's okay. Continue to get up and walk. But do not revert back to the old ways. That is so important as we move through to the promises that God has given to us. Yes, He's blessed us. He blesses us every day. But the promises, the better health, the better life, everything that He has promised us, we got to go through some things to get it. And that's just to allow us to trust in Him. Trust that He has our best interest, not only for ourselves, but for our family, for our community. Continue to pray without ceasing. Continue to just lift each other up in prayer. Continue to reach back to someone that is in need of help. And trust Him. Cry out to God. Those who know that people are in need, you know, think about how many people have helped you to get you to where you are comfortable. So reach out, allow people, allow yourselves to be pliable. And of course, you know, let's not continue to look at the problem that stands before us and the promises of God, but to continue to give it to God as we walk through, to hold on to his unfailing hand as we walk through the Jordan to get to our promises. And remember, the walk through the Jordan wasn't an easy one. It's probably the biggest challenge in your life. Each time you come to the biggest challenge, that gets you closer to the next promise that he has given to you. So hold on. Continue to be grateful for each day that he has given to you. Continue to be a blessing to those that don't need it, and be a blessing to those who do need it. Because at the end of the day, this is not about just you. It's about others. It's about others. So stay encouraged, family. I know we all have some challenges in which we have gone through, getting ready to go through, or just, you know, or we're in the middle of the challenges. But I know, and I speak from experience, that God has not and will not leave you. He will not forsake you. And he will continue to make a way when there is no way. He will. I'm a witness to that. My family's a witness to that. So hold on, continue to pray, and know that the Jordan River is the gateway to what you are looking to achieve. So do not fret. And as soon as, and we're all human, and we all come across, you know, we feel that anxiety and all of these things creeping up. But, continue to immediately give that over to the Lord. So that way it doesn't weigh you down. You don't become discouraged. Because the Lord says that he knows the plans that he has for us. We just got to trust him. Fear not, for he is with us. Trust in him. So, you know, I just wanted to share that, especially as we are moving more and more into the holiday season and seasons. And gosh, I cannot believe we're just four and a half weeks away from the end of the year. And my question to you is, how are you going to move into the new year? How are you going to move into this new year? Are you going to continue to bring your old ways into the new year? It's page one. You're starting all over. So just start right now. Start right now. End your year with gratitude. End your year with inviting God in. End your year with continuing to help those who don't have, that need the help. Most importantly, end your year praying. And end your year forgiving those that have wronged you. Forgive yourself for the decisions that you made that may have caused some issues. Do not carry that burden, because that cannot go with you. Trust in the process. You're at the edge. You're right there at the Jordan River. So as you get ready to walk, get rid of that weight so it doesn't weigh you down. So those of you, continue to stay strong. I love what God is doing, not only in my life, but in my family's life, and how he continues to allow me to come before you with an open heart and with a humble heart. I love you guys for continuing to follow Ellen Foundation, Life Ministry Foundation. for being a blessing to us so we can always continue to be a blessing to others. We just turned 5 years old, so I'm looking forward to what God has called the organization to do. So as I get ready to close, just remember, if anyone in the Washington, D.C. metro area is in need of food, toiletries, or even just in need of prayer, please reach out. Send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org. Again, that's info@thelmfoundation.org. So as we start our day, as we start our week, I just want to send you off with a prayer. And remember, stay encouraged. Continue to have a grateful heart and invite Him in. Heavenly Father, as we begin this day, I am so thankful to you that you kept us through the night. I am so thankful that you watched over not only myself, but my family and my loved ones. Lord, we invite you into this day. We invite you in to continue to develop us, that you take control over the things that are inside of our mind and in our hearts, Lord. I know so many people, along with myself, have challenges in which we have to continue to press our way through, but we know that if we continue to keep our hope in you, all things will work out for us because we believe in you. We trust in you. Lord, we pray for our families. I pray for the families, the needs of the home. I pray for our community, Lord. I pray for our students, Lord, as they are now back in school. And pray for our teachers, Lord, and just continue to camp your angels around them and protect them. Lord, I pray for our community leaders, our government officials, and our president, our prime ministers, and everyone who is at that level of leadership, Lord. I pray that you give them wisdom as they continue to make decisions on the behalf of us, of our family, of our community. Lord, go before us. Camp your angels around us and protect us from all harm and danger. Give us wisdom. Give us strength. Give us a calm mind, Lord, and a calm heart, as we know that sometimes our challenges can be overwhelming, but we believe that you have our best interest at heart. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We plead the precious blood of Jesus over every situation that stands before. Anyone that has to make a decision over our life or about our lives, Lord, we ask that you allow them to have grace and mercy as things go before us, Lord. We thank you. We know that all things work out for the good. So we trust you in every situation. Bless this day. Bless this week, Lord. Bless our hands so we can be a blessing to those. And thank you for your forgiveness. And thank you for teaching us how to forgive so we can stand blameless before you. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Family, I thank you so much for continuing to follow. I thank you so much for continuing to be such a blessing to the work that we're doing. Hey, we just redid our website, so go take a look at it. Send me your thoughts and let me know what you think about our new website. Again, we turned 5 years old, Elm Foundation, so I'm so excited about what God is doing in us and what He's allowing us to do in the community. Stay encouraged, family, and know that He is greater than anything that you are experiencing. He is greater than all things. Just leave it to Him, trust in Him, and watch. Watch what He does in your life. You just have to believe and trust. Family, have a great day. Have a great week. And remember, continue to invite Him in each day and watch what difference it makes. God bless you. Bye now.